The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Can I get a what? What's happening? What's the real deal, Lucille? What a wonderful and welcoming Wednesday as we join together through our ears, in our minds and hearts, by the unifying blood of our Savior and our Lord Jesus Christ. First up, what is your name? Who knows your name? Why do we need people to know our name? We're going to talk about that. Next, the Christian journey is about the reflecting Jesus more and more part. Destination's the goal, but the journey helps us become more and more like Jesus. So we explore the critical element for growing in love, actual love, for our neighbor. Oh, no. And finally, to love someone does mean to look past some of their faults and still have a care for them, even if that love is not reciprocated. That's called agape love. That's the command and not the option.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. You'll get some of that today. Spiritual observations. You get some of that today. My life's insanities. You get that every day. And oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? And there's three ways to get a hold of us. You can send an email to us. You can send it to david@hemustincrease.org. That's one way to get in touch with us. You can also use your telephone. I know, it's 10 numbers, can be difficult, but you can do it. 972-445-0770. I just thought of another one. You can go by the studio on a bicycle and wave. We won't see you because we're actually in the middle of the entire building. But, you know, it would be fun, right?
Sounds like that could work.
Yeah, could work. You know, they have like a little flashlight or something. You know, maybe Jennifer can see it. And then also you can text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. We do that for praise reports. We do that for prayer requests, questions, comments, whatever. Just got to keep it cool. I mean, that's not, you know, I think we'll change that from keep it classy to keep it cool. Because that's kind of a keep it cool, right? I mean, if you got, you know, a lot of really heavy-duty things on you, we'd be glad to pray for you. And other than that, Eric just said, do you see me? I'm waving. It's funny. Other than that, here's the deal. We also do trivia. We love to do trivia. It's fun. It's kind of an opening door for people to talk to us on the show. Plus, it's Bible knowledge. And there's a lot of stuff that you can tell me. And we're going to get into some really deep things in the next couple of days. But it really comes down to this real elementary portion of understanding the walk in the Lord. And that is, a relationship with the Lord requires communication. Okay, so before I get to this, I'll just go on my little high horse there. Hold on, let me step in. All right, so a relationship requires communication. You meet somebody. What do you do when you meet somebody the first time? You say, hi, introduce yourself. They introduce themselves. You ask some questions. They ask some questions. You converse back and forth. We call that communication. It's communication. First time I met T, we talked. First time I met Jennifer, talked. First time I met Don, talk. You talk back and forth. You kind of communicate. That's what you do. Well, part of that communication with God has to do with you talking to God. That's what we call prayer. That's the prayer part. That's you. You're not just sharing, but you're bearing. In other words, you're sharing what's on your heart, but you're also bearing your heart. And he's able to take it. And then him sharing with you in the primary fashion is from him sharing through his word. That's him talking back to you. And you think, well, that's not like a straight out conversation. I got a clue for you. If you get into the Word and hear what God has to say and understand how God talks and you talk to Him, when He does speak to you outside of that realm, you will know. You'll be like, yeah, that's how the Lord speaks. You know, it's like you'll get it. That's a really important part. I don't know where that came from, but that was for somebody somewhere. I hope you enjoy it. All right, here we go. Here's our trivia question, by the way. And this part of that is keeping into the Word. It's very simple. What was the name of the prophet who was very hairy and wore a leather belt? One of the prophets really needed a good barber, never used him. Probably could have used them. Keep in mind, any topic open for conversation. Why is that? Because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. So much to tell you. We've done the DNA last couple days. We're going to take a pass on that, give T a little bit of a break so she can just take the calls as they come in. Here be the bottom line. I don't know what that means. Here be the bottom line. That's like good English, right?
That's good English.
Yeah. Here be the bottom line. If I wrote that on a paper, do you know what would happen to me? I would get a phone call from a professor. Here be the bottom line, Dave. You're fired from school, even though you're paying. You're fired. Somebody's calling in on the trivia question. We'll get to that. Then we'll get into the teachings. This is going to be a lot of fun today. All right. What do we got? Ready? Yay! This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, this is Bobby. How are you doing today?
Great, Bobby. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. I think the answer is Elijah. He was kind of hairy and wore leather, kind of a biker type guy, if he is nowadays.
You got it. Now, I love that last description you just gave him. Kind of a biker kind of guy. That is absolutely brilliant. You have to patent that. That is just absolutely, that is absolutely hysterical. So yeah, that's Elijah. Elisha, we know from his physical feature, he was bald. We know that.
Right.
And this guy was hairy. It's like, wow, we got one guy that's hairy, one guy that's bald. That's amazing. Excellent
job.
Well,
God bless you and enjoy your show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Excellent job. Just excellent, excellent. I love our audience. It's just cool. We had a whole bunch of texts. Some of them got to be right. Some of them got to be wrong. The answer was Elijah. Elijah. I'll tell you about that stuff later. I'll tell you about this. Let's get into a little bit of the teaching. I got to do this one little thing. I do want to talk about this real quickly. So for a lot of people, just kind of an honesty check here, a lot of people – they feel lonely. We've talked about loneliness before on the show. There's nothing wrong with that normal process that a human being goes through. It's something that Jesus identified with. He was alone on many occasions, though the Holy Spirit was in him and though the Father was with him. There's many times that Jesus was alone, especially amongst the 12 who he selected. And then you got in that 12, you got one person that like totally was gonna like betray him, which is like, but he still picked him, which is amazing, right? But this process of human connection is really important. You really understand the human connection more so, let me just say this quickly and don't get offended, more so from, you know, people will say, well, it's all about marriage. And it's like, well, when Adam was created, God had determined that he needed a helpmate. It wasn't necessarily just husband-wife mentality that led to that, but the need for human beings to have other human beings. And so this is one of the things I think that does get missed, and that's not a knock on marriage. I think everybody knows I stand pretty traditional here on marriage. I'm not one of those people that think it's defined as anything but a man and a woman. I'm not one of those people that think that shacking up ahead of time is a good idea. That's why I call it shacking up. I mean, it's like if I didn't, I wouldn't call it that. But I don't think that's the key component to Adam and Eve. The key component is Adam was there in the garden. He was naming the animals, doing a great job, must have had quite the intellect to be able to name animals. But the bottom line is he was alone from his own kind. And so when Eve came, Eve was of Adam, you know, out of his bone, and so out of his rib. And so the idea is to understand that human contact is a necessity. And God is the one who said that. And there are times where I like to be alone. And on, I think on Friday, I'm going to talk about solitude and the Lord and the devotional process. But being together is an important part of the human existence as defined by God. And I'm not just talking about work, because T and I get to see each other for about an hour every day, soon to be an hour and a half, and I get to see Jennifer walking in and sometimes walking out, and I get to see Don once every, I don't know, three, four weeks or something like that. See my wife every day. We're besties. That works out really good. But being engaged with people is very, very important in the mind of God. And one of the things that we need, and I'm just going to say it, and you can get mad at me later, but we need to know others and to be known by others. And it's just a truth. It's like we need to know others and we need to be known by others. Let me just give you these two scriptures. I want to show you where God tries to move us. Listen to this. Psalm 25, 16 through 17 say, "Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish." Now, this is Psalm 25, verse 16 through 17. What God wants to do is move us to Psalm 68, 5 through 6. "A father of the fatherless and a judge for the widows is God in his holy habitation. God makes a home for the lonely. He leads the prisoners out into prosperity. Only the rebellious dwell in the parched land." God leads us. Listen to this. Leads us and makes a home for the people that are lonely so they're not lonely. That's what the brotherhood, the sisterhood, the relationship is in the kingdom of God. It is brothers and sisters. It is why the scripture says when one prevails or when one is victorious or when one rejoices, we all rejoice. When one fails, loses, or it's tough, then we all weep. One of the worst things I've ever seen in the American Christianity is when a leader falls and then other Christians go, ha-ha, it's like, what is wrong with you? That is your brother slash your sister in the Lord. What is your problem? You should care. These are the people of God. These are your brothers and sisters. Maybe they did fall. Maybe it was all exactly the way they said it is. But they probably still have a genuine faith in Christ and probably still getting there. And they'll be in eternity. So that aha is something you're going to bring into eternity? That's terrible. So what we're going to talk about is that process and the Lord helping us in that process, because you need, I'll just say it so clearly, you need to have engagement with people or you can't fulfill the commandments of Christ. It's like, oh. There's a small little issue right there. Okay. We'll talk about that when we get back. Hey, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
Just as I am, you reach down. Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, "Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men." Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Do you know how you keep going? Do you know how you keep putting one foot in front of the other? Do you know how you don't give up? Do you know how you don't quit even though you want to quit? You fix your eyes on Jesus. You see with God. When Peter went out of that boat and stepped on that water, there is no natural principle in the world, in any normal universe, that would allow Peter to walk on water. But he did one thing well. He looked at Jesus. And as he was looking at Jesus, the Bible says he walked on the water. He looked at his situation, just focusing at Jesus. Then he took his eyes off of Jesus, and he saw the winds and the waves, and he sank. He lost the correct attitude when he stopped seeing with Jesus in the picture. Whatever you see, whatever you face, whatever you encounter, do not see it or face it in the natural. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So everything you see, you must insert the picture of Jesus.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station. Hey, do you like that? 770. Kind of like a fancy little way to do that. We're going to be talking about Texas Air King. Just a split second. I do want to lift up, and I want the – so as an audience, we bear one another's burdens. The scripture says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. In other words, you don't just say, oh, yeah, great, grace be to you, peace be to you, here's a flower, God bless, later. You try to love that person the way you would want to be loved in your situations. And so in lieu of that, I'm going to lift up Joy and Cordy before you guys. Now, they are just so fantastic. I mean, Joy, she'll call in. They answer together and all the text questions, and they're just the sweetest people. But they've got a trial they're going through, and they ask for extra prayer. And I just want the audience to go, you know what? That's cool. We're gonna do that. So you just lift up Joy and Cordy, and we just ask that the Lord would bless Joy and Cordy in their situation, give them deliverance and freedom and assurance and confidence that you are not only with them, but that you will provide for them and guide them, direct their steps, protect them all the way, and let them find their comfort in you and in your people, in Jesus' name. Just keep praying for them. They're wonderful sisters in the Lord, and we need people like that, and we need to love on people like that, right? Right. Okay. Got that. All right. Okay. It's 14. You sure you want to do 90 minutes? I feel so bad. I got to talk to Don. He's got to give you at least some kind of raise. I mean, come on.
I need about. I don't even know.
He's going to give you a big jar of ibuprofen. So you just go.
That's going to be so great.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about Texas Air King. We're going to play their thing in just a second. Their clip. One thing that we did today was decided, hey, we should tell you how to get a hold of them. It's at texasairking.com. Always a good idea to know how to actually reach them. And don't forget that, oh, my goodness, Coach will absolutely, positively take care of you, especially if you say, oh, I heard you on the David Spoon Experience, only because he's just making that commitment to do so. Let's play their material.
Up next is Bible Trivia, sponsored by Texas Air King, the coolest company in Texas. Make sure your home is comfortable in any weather and contact the AC Coach today. Call or visit him online at texasairking.com.
All right, so here's the deal. So I'm going to encourage you, of course, to go to texasairking.com. Listen to this trivia question. Now, remember, I always tell you guys ahead of time. I always tell you, you know, I like this the sponsorship one because it can get to be sneaky. It's very sneaky, Dave. Here we go. Ready? True or false? Oh, well, it's 50-50, right? True or false? After David knocked Goliath to the ground with a stone from his sling, he cut off Goliath's head with his own sword. True or false? true, or we're going to have to get some music for that. True or false? It's got to be something like that. True or false? Okay, that's the trivia question. In the meantime, don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Okay, so now I'm going to encourage you to go to hemustincrease.org to participate in the giving element of the show. And that's because as soon as we made the decision that we're going to go longer, bam-o! You ever have that happen? As soon as you make the decision that you're going to do something, then it's like, bam-o, there's all the spiritual tech. We've been going through that for about a week and a half. It's just like, I think today, yesterday, last night is like the first lift that I've had for a while. And that's also because I'm getting closer to being done with Greek. Okay, we got somebody on the line for that? Okay. This is David. Who am I talking to? Hello?
Hey, shalom, David.
Hi, how are you?
Good, it's Sam.
Okay. All right, now this is a classic, right? And I think you know the answer. You wouldn't have called in. So it's a true or false. We don't do a lot of these, so this is kind of a rarity for you.
True. It's a false.
That is correct, sir. What is the correct answer in regards to that? Do you know?
Yes, because when David slain him with his stone, so he went on his body, grabbed a Goliath's sword, and cut it his head. So.
That is it, my friend. He grabbed Goliath's own sword, and then he chopped his head off from that point. But at this point, he was already dead. But that was the greater demonstration. I think some people are like, what happened with the rock? And I think when David took the sword and cut off Goliath's head, I think he said, that's what happened with the rock.
Yes. Like... Well, plus, David wasn't carrying any sword.
Right, exactly.
Sword of the word.
Do you remember how many stones he had? I know you're going to know this. Do you remember how many stones?
Five.
That is correct. You are so good. Good job. Excellent to hear your voice. Excellent to hear. You doing all right?
Yes, I have a prayer request.
Sure.
We have some essential need for our family, and so I want to ask brother and sister to pray for us that God will pour his provision so we could have the stuff that we really essentially needed in a few days.
Absolutely, my brother. Absolutely. And the Lord, he is more than able to provide, and we believe abundantly for graciousness to be poured upon you and your family, that there would be no fear but provision for you to be taken care of, and you would be able to rejoice in the providing hand of the Lord in your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, well, my
thank
brother.
Thank you so very much, David.
You are welcome. God bless you, my brother.
And God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
All right. So that's somebody else to keep in prayer. See, this is the thing about the show, that if we can do it right as time goes on, we can really nail down that thing I think that the Lord really desires of us, and that's to care for one another, to love for one another. And again, I want to point out to you, you know, when people are going through stuff, when you pray for them, when you join in that, you become a part of that. That is how the body unites. I mean, Paul said quite straight out, Romans 15:30, join with me in my struggle by praying for me. And that's how it's like, you don't have to go over to their house and build a hut. You just pray and be a part of it. That's all you got to do. All right, I want to go into this next segment because I want to make sure you understand. This is a twofold message. It's got two prongs to it. The first, do we cover everything? We covered everything, right? To website, that, got that. All right, the first prong on this message is to recognize that you being alone, terrible idea. I mean, in the sense that just being by yourself, thinking that you can be Lone Wolf McQuade. Now, I saw that movie, Lone Wolf McQuade, with Chuck Norris. It was great. It was great. But you can't do that in Christianity. Okay, you can't be Lone Wolf McQuade because you don't fight bad guys. You're against the devil, and he's been working on humanity since the garden. So after thousands of years of working on us, he's got a few tricks up his sleeve. He's not, you know, it's not like he doesn't know anything. So we need the fellowship of one another, and we need the fellowship of the Lord, and you can't do this stuff on your own. We need to have this dependence on one another. And what I really want you to catch out of this particular segment, is the commandments from the Lord Jesus are pretty straightforward. They're not overly complex in the summation part. The commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and to love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's the commandment. In order for us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, watch this. You have to actually talk to your neighbor, or you actually have to say hello. You can't do this by osmosis. You can't walk by somebody's house, never meet them, never introduce yourself, never know them. You can't do this at church. Somebody who sits on the other side of church, stick your hand out like a radar gun and go, do, 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 I'm just with you. And that's not how you do that. Right? You can't do it that way. You got to, in order to love your neighbors, love yourself, you got to at least say hello. It's like that's, and my point in that is, it's, there's nothing wrong with the solitude time. And I, let me say this just real quickly. So on Monday, we went to a Bible study at our church, and we don't go to a lot of Bible studies. And the reason that I don't go to a lot of Bible studies is that I can never shut up. And so then the guy doesn't, or the gal doesn't get to teach or lead or do whatever. And I'm just like, you know, so I go there and I actually have my wife help me be quiet because I'll just start rattling off and it'll just know. But anyway, we went to the Bible study and I didn't say a lot. I'm a really big guy in devotion. Most people know this about me. If you know me personally, I'm just really committed to that process. After the Bible study was on devotions and everybody was talking about, well, how do you do devotions? And so, and I kept quiet and kept quiet. And I thought, you know, it's really funny because in the New Testament, the word devotion or devoted is one thing, but that's not actually what everybody was talking about. What they were talking about is spending time with God. And it's like, how do you do that? And then it dawned on me that there's a crisscross in society, okay, between devotions that are like you spending time with God and then being devoted by doing the, you know, doing certain things. And so I did a quick word study and I went through it. And now I have a teaching that I'm going to do on Friday. And I want to say, and it really helped me understand something that I'm very, very committed to just by fellowshipping with other people, having them share, me listen and thinking. And then the Lord gave me something else, and now I'm going to turn around and use that to bless the audience. And it's like, you don't think of it in these terms, but this is the plan of God. This is what the Lord does. And so that contact that you have with other Christians might seem incidental, might not seem that important, but it is. Because God uses those moments, those divine appointments, to change things in people's lives. And you get to be a part of that. You get to be a vessel in that, or you help facilitate that. And so this passion that we should have for one another needs to increase. And we need to be those people. This first half of this show is about you and me and us love one another as you love yourself mentality. The second half of this is going to be about that love towards God. But let me explain something to you. That person that God brings into your life, he doesn't do that accidentally. He's not an accidental God. He's a purposeful God. And that's purposeful for your life. Okay? And for your well-being. All right, we're going to take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water, and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven, and that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing, except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
By the way, I found out just the other day, I know you don't know this, but I found out that I am one of the most hated people in the United States of America and in the world. Did you know that?
Because you're a middle-aged white guy?
Let me help you out here, son. Let me help you out. Not only am I a middle-aged white guy, by the way, thanks for the middle age line. Thanks, pal. I appreciate that.
I'm not that far behind.
Okay, well, that's not the point. The point is, I'm also, ready? I'm also Jewish, okay? So I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm Christian, so I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm conservative. I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm an American. Got a lot of people that don't like me right there. I mean, you see where we're going with this? And I have a talk show. So that's just, you put all those together.
You got me left. Yeah, I love you, buddy.
I mean, come on. You know, just because they love me doesn't mean they're right. And just because they hate me doesn't mean they're wrong. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't forget about livinginhisgrip.com, which is September and Glenn. That's September is Noelle's sister. So it's just you're trying to figure out what the relationship is and so on and so forth. I'll try and keep everything as clear as I can, but it gets confusing in my own head. So you have to understand. I just, you know. It's one of those things. Okay, let's just get right to the trivia question as T is shaking, wiping her head, going, oh, yeah, yeah. All right, here we go. All right, this is a classic. I'm going to say this in a certain way. It's not a trick question, but and it's an obvious answer, but you got to get it, okay? You got to get it. What was the name of the Jewish teacher who called himself greater than King Solomon? Ooh. If you know that answer, you can text in. Some people are like going, what? 214-210-8483 for the text, 972-445-0770 for the call-in. Don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, and don't forget to check that out. We got a couple of new things up on the website. Not a ton, but a couple of different things. I did put up a couple of extra older sermons and a little bit of an announcement. All right, so now I'm going to help out because one of my favorite people in the entire universe, Deb, is like, wait. All right, so I want to restate the question because I know people need a little help because everybody's like going, what? All right, let me do it again. What was the name of the Jewish teacher? Okay, and remember, these are tricky, right? There's supposed to be something there. Who called himself greater than King Solomon. Okay? I'm going to give you a chance to think on that. Who called himself greater than King Solomon? All right. Let that resonate. All right. In the meantime, we want to do history and then get back into this teaching. And then I'll give you another hint when we come back from history if people don't know. So let's do history. Let's go living in the past. Let's go living in the past. All right, this is a classic. Today is Safety Razor Day, which did not work for me yesterday because I got some new blades to go with one very small little razor, and I used it yesterday and cut myself. So that didn't work very good. Okay, it's the popping corn business day. business popping corn. I don't know if that's just a gimmick. I don't know what that means. I guess that's like the different brands that use. Remember Jiffy Pop? Did you ever have Jiffy Pop when you were younger?
I have. The ones that you put on the stove?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they grow. Yeah. And then it went under the microwave. And yeah, it wasn't as fun. There was something exciting about the Jiffy Pop because you just like, you know, watch the thing grow right in front of you.
It just gets bigger and bigger.
I know. That's something happened to that. It's also National Fritters Day. And for me, so you have apple fritters, corn fritters, like hush puppies are like fritters. It's like, okay. It's like, I'm totally there.
Those are so good.
Yeah, I'm there for that. In 1982 on this date, the first person to receive a permanent artificial heart. 1982. And then let's see, 1941 on this day, the first around the world commercial flight. First around-the-world commercial flight took place, took off San Francisco, Pan American Airways, took, it was 31,500 miles that they covered. I thought that was pretty good. And then this is, I don't know if this is important or not, but in 1969, Boeing 747 was introduced. That's the 350 to 500 passenger jet. The very first one flew from Seattle, Washington, to New York City. Okay? Okay. All right. That's stuff like that's interesting, I think. I was on one of the earlier flights on the 747, and my dad, I've told everybody before, we were in first class, which was a separate floor on the 747. I'm just going to tell you that right now. That's all I'm going to say. And ever since then, I've been hanging on to the wheel of any airplane I go to. Okay, so, and back to this, because who was the name of the Jewish teacher? Okay, I will give you a hint, all right? Who is the name of the Jewish teacher who called himself greater than King Solomon? One greater than Solomon is here. That's your hint. One greater than Solomon is here. Okay, I'll see if anybody can get that. If not, then we will go back to it. Let's go back to this. The teaching part, and I think we've covered everything, right? We've covered good. All right, so here's one of the things I want you to catch that is really important, and that is in this process of being feeling like you're alone. See, now somebody's calling in. See, that hint was a good hint, I got to say. So we're going to give somebody a chance to answer, but I do want to get into this in just a second. So we're going to fire them over to the board council as my finger gets ready to push the button. And for those that don't know, my wife especially, I push it on purpose so that the extra ring is there where my voice is. I know you guys don't think so, but I do. All right, are we ready? Okay, here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, good afternoon, David. This is Al.
Hi, Al. How are you doing? So the first time I asked this question, I think people were like going, what? Right?
Yeah, it's kind of thrown me for a loop. And like I told T, I'm kind of scared to answer this. And if I get it right, do I get it like a free month of listening to the show?
You can have a free month of the new 90-minute show, and I won't charge anything for that.
All right, that sounds good.
All right, so who said one greater than Solomon? Who was that?
It's kind of throwing me off when you say he, because isn't it a she, Sheba?
Here's what I want you to think. Out of all the people you know in Scripture, who is just the absolute greatest king that could ever be?
Oh, that's Jesus Christ.
That is correct, sir! See, Jesus said, and one greater than Solomon is here. So it's like, it's a very nice way to say, yeah, that dude was something, but yeah, you got me now. It's like, wow.
So I get half a month.
Yeah, you can do 45 minutes of it, and the other 45 minutes we'll send you a bill for. Actually, what we should do is pay you to listen to it, but that's besides the point. Excellent job,
very
my
good.
Friend. Very good. Thank you for calling in.
Have a great day, everyone.
All right, thanks, bro. Love it. Okay, that's just how we are. All right, so let's go back to this. So this thing about knowing people and being known. So you notice I started this off actually in the opposite direction by talking about, you know, knowing others. And that's that second commandment. The second commandment is not the first commandment. It is not the same as the first commandment. It is not the same as the first commandment in the Greek, no matter what young buck or what Greek professor tells you. The word first means first, and the word second means not first. Okay, so it's not even complex. It's super easy. But one of these summation commandments is to love one another. That's that second commandment. The first commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. You want to know others, and you want others to know you, but you want to understand how much God knows you to give you a sense of comfort. Jesus said in John 10, 1 through 5, "Very, very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate but climbs in by some other way is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from a stranger because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." Jesus takes the time to say, "I'm the shepherd. I'm the guy. My sheep know who I am, and I know them. I call them by name." You want to talk about being known. And this is the most important part of this. God knows you so well that before you said yes to him, he still picked you. After you said yes to him, you were not unpicked. And then after you made a ton of mistakes, he still has you as his. And from this day forward, when you make a ton of mistakes, he'll still have you as his. Because he knows you and picked you almost, you can say, in spite of the things that you were going to do. Isaiah 45, 2 through 3, "I will go before you and will level the mountains. I will break down the gates of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name." He called you. He called your name. And he said, "Mine. Mine." He chose you. He knows you so well. He knows, and it's not just the spiritual front that we have when you go to church and it's a really good worship song. Everybody stands up or whatever. I mean, that happens, you know, where sometimes the song is really good and you just really get the presence of the Lord seems to be just what, like, he knows that great moment for you, but he also knows that moment of secret sin that you don't tell anybody, that nobody else knows about, but he knows, and he still picked you. And this is so important to understand. He knows. Yesterday this is all right on the show, but my wife will tell you I was kind of in a less than perfect mood. And it wasn't that the Lord didn't, "Oh gosh, I didn't know Dave was going to be in a less than perfect mood. That's really shaking up the universe." It didn't shake up the universe. Okay. It's just that my God, who is my king, who is my shepherd, knows everything about me. Good, bad, and indifferent. And he still chose me. I am known. And so are you. You are known to your king. He knows you. All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the skill. Can't stand the shame. It may be far.
Thanks for listening to David Spoon on KAAM. Bible trivia is sponsored by Texas Air King, the coolest company in Texas. Trust the AC coach to take care of your heating and cooling needs. Call or visit him online today at TexasAirKing.com.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Anyway, that's not even the story. Let me tell you the story, because it's so big, I cut the first third yesterday. And that's the front of the house. And the back two-thirds I'll do today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever that is. But it looks really good, all right? That's cool. Anyhow, there's so I'm cleaning it all up, and I've got the little electric weed eater and the little blower. They're working. It works great. Everything's working great. And I have a stick. Now, this stick was there when we moved into the house, and it was a stick that went with a broken rake. And I don't know why my wife and I have kept it in the garage for like 17 months. But I thought, this is ridiculous. I got to get rid of this stick. So I looked at the stick and I thought, I could high karate this because it wouldn't fit in the trash can, right? A little too long. You put it in the trash can, even on an angle, the trash can's sitting up about 4 inches, and you know it was windy yesterday. So if I did that, you'd catch the wind, and you know. So I thought, nah, I can high karate this. I'm strong enough. And then I thought, this is the kind of thing where pride really gets in the way. I got to be careful. So I did what any other guy would do. I took my two trash cans. I put the stick in between the two trash cans. I took a saw and I cut the saw half. I used the saw and cut the stick halfway through. So now I'm going to high karate this bad boy and feel good about it. Yeah, no pride here, right? How long do I got? Like a minute? 2 minutes? Perfect. 2 minutes. Watch this. So I cut it perfectly in half. I get my arm, my forearm, my elbow, and I go, hi-ya! And I high karate that bad boy. One part of the two-part sticks, okay, which is like kind of like a broom handle, hits the top of the trash can where it was sitting, kind of bounced on it, came up, and hit me right in the forehead. Bam! I was really feeling pride right up until it hit me in the head. And then I realized, one, I couldn't have done it without the saw. And two, even with the saw, apparently I couldn't have done it. Because the stick hit me back. I don't think that was very nice of it. And I will say it did end up in the trash and it went bye-bye. Amazing Grace. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. All right, now I'm going to give a little bit, it's not a correction, but it's just going to help some people out, I think, who are sitting there going, I still don't get it. The passage that I was talking about, Matthew 12:42, in some of the versions, it says something greater than Solomon is here. In other versions, it says someone greater than Solomon is here. And so I would give you some space in that. So I'll give that a little bit of a credit. Okay. Even though way beyond deep in the Greek, it is just really much more clear that it is a person versus a concept. But that who's going to know that? That's a toughie. So I got to give a little room on that. You have to give space on stuff like that. So on this next one, I'm going to make it very clear. This is going to be as clear as can be. The answer for you is in Genesis. I fully give you permission to use the Bible. Just don't Google it because that's kind of like circumventing the whole process. How old was Joseph when he was given his coat of many colors? There you go. How old was Joseph when he was given his coat of many colors? Okay. Let's see. Boy, Eric didn't even wait 10 seconds. Bam! Joy, bam! They're just bam, bam. Good job, Eric. We got to do the website and all the other stuff, right? Okay. Website. Don't forget the website or I'll cry, okay? Okay, go ahead. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Okay, so there you go. Don't forget our website. So it's a straightforward question on the trivia, and if nobody calls one, I'll answer in just a little bit. Hebrew word of the day. We are going to try and pull this off because I haven't done this for Pam in a long time, so I need to do this to kind of help out. So Hebrew word of the day. Hava, nagila, hava, nagila, hava, nagila, venismecha. All right, here it is. The word is lechem, okay? L-E-H-E-M. Can you say it? Lechem.
Lechem.
Yeah, see how you do that really well. A lot of people can't do that roll right there. See?
I think that was just off of me trying not to cough.
Lechem. Lechem means bread or food. Like Bethlehem means house of bread. See, people don't realize that. See, that's kind of a cool. So Bethlehem means house of bread. Okay. You have too many sounds there at this point. That's my comment there. All right. Good for people to know. Be aware of that. Bethlehem, house of bread. Okay.
Lechem.
Lechem. It's Baruch Atana Hinu Melech. Baruch Atana Elohinu Melech. Oh, I can't even remember my own Hebrew prayers. I'm going to have Micaiah call in and tell me how to say it again. It's been a while. Hamotzi lechem min ha'oretz, and that's in the blessed the Lord gives the wine and the bread. And, okay. All right, I got to finish this, folks. This is important stuff. So we're talking a little bit about the concept of being known and of understanding that it is important for us to reach out to one another, know one another, take care of one another. This show is never. I pray never to the exclusion of anybody fellowshipping in church or different ministries. The whole do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together, Hebrews 10:25, does not simply mean church. I know pastors want to tell you it just means church. That's wrong. Come on. It's the assembling of yourselves. As one used one other time in the New Testament in a judicial context, and the reason that it's not specific to church is it's for all gatherings. So we used to go to a thing called Hand in Hands, Christian concert. Christians get together. People would come in and play Christian music as they would learn and they would grow, and we would listen to it, and it was a lot of fun. That was a Christian fellowship. That was don't forsake the assembling yourselves together. We'd bring people there. They'd get saved. We'd be encouraged. That's part of it. It's all part of that. And so the whole idea is to understand that our fellowship with one another is very important. God's in the midst of that. He, you know, when two or more are gathered together, there am I in the midst of them. And we're all connected in that capacity. We love each other. And that's all these things are just critical. And so we hope this show is a component of that, not a substitute for that, just a part of that, okay? But what I want you to get more than anything else, and the one thing that I seem to come across – I don't know if I want to say more than anything else, but really close, is this notion that now that you are a Christian, now that you believe, now that you have embraced, now that you have said yes, that from that point to this point where you are, somehow the love of God for you has diminished because of the quality of the person that you think you have become from the moment you said yes. The idea there is that, well, God said, you know, I love you. I said, yay, I believe, I accept. That's one of the Greek words. Receive, that's one of the Greek words. Acknowledge, that's one of the Greek words. All of those things, and bow and humble myself before the testimony of God. It's so great. I'm brand new. I'm a new person. I'm a new Christian. Now, from that moment to this moment right now that you're hearing me on the radio, you had done a lot of dumb things. Okay, what are you going to tell me? You didn't do a lot of dumb things? Of course you did. I've done a lot of dumb things just between getting out of my driveway and driving to the studio today. I'm sure there's a car or two that will testify to that. Here's my point. My point is, in our minds, we think, well, there's a diminishment or there's a less than. It's like God doesn't love people more at that moment that you said yes compared to this moment. God loves you perfectly. We're the ones that have to grow in love, not God. He knows how to love. He loves that same way all the way across. It's part of his consistency. And that's one of the reasons why he says in Lamentations 3:22-23, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. And God's not like, oh, well, you know, it's been 40 years since you said yes. got a lot more sin in your life now. Well, I would assume that somebody who was 16 or 17 and then said yes to Jesus 41 years later probably have a lot more sin. In my case, it's probably 50-50, but I mean, it's the point is, because I did a lot of bad things. But the point is that the love isn't less. It's not diminished. It's not shorter than then. It's not on a shorter stick. Keep in mind Psalm 139. I mean, if you just read the Psalm, I'm not going to read it. If you read it, it's like, Lord, you have searched me. You know me. Yeah, he does. And he picked you. Isn't that cool? He knows you, and he picked you, and he loves you. And stop thinking that you're less than, or you're disqualified because you've messed up. The funniest thing I come across is it's not funny to some people, but the Christians who are like, well, you know, I don't want to be an apostate. Apostatized people, quote unquote, don't care if they're apostates. It's like if you're like, I don't want to blow it. Okay, that just proves you haven't blown it. Because people that blow it, don't care. They could care less. That's the whole point. You get what I'm saying? All right. We only have like 2 minutes. So if somebody's going to get on the phone, they've only got a minute and a half. Just warning everybody, telling everybody, if they want to try and answer, we're going to do this lickety-split a phrase. It is. Are we going to try it? Okay, we're going to try it. Okay. All right. This is David. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Mary, and I'm guessing.
Okay.
I don't know. I've read the life of Joseph. Now,
we only got a minute, Mary, so you got to give us that answer.
17,
that is correct. 17 is right. Good job. Good job. Excellent. Way to get that in at the bell. We have to get off in about a minute, but that was a great. If that was a guess, that was an excellent guess. You did a fantastic job.
I have a question. Now, I missed...
Yeah, the only problem is we don't have time for questions because we're exiting. Because when we have 90 minutes, I'll have much more time.
90 minutes? When is that going to start?
In January. We're going to start that in January.
Yeah, not yet.
But you can ask that question to T, and then I can try and address it tomorrow, possibly. How about that?
No, I just missed hearing today.
Okay.
Matthew, what was that in Matthew?
12:42.
12:42. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you, Mary.
All righty. God bless you, too.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, see, that was good. We can answer that. And the only reason I didn't go any further is because if it was theological, I would just be mumbling. 17 years old. Old enough to drive a car, not old enough to vote. Okay, that was kind of a joke there. All right, folks, hope you had a good time. I had a great time. I hope you guys enjoyed it as well. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 23-hour break, then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.